Next case, please.
The next application under old business is case 11,742. Gaw Ventures Group LLC seeks a variance to reduce the lot width requirements for a parcel of land from the side yard setbacks and the required square footage for parcels, sections 115-25B1 and 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. And again, this was tabled at the last meeting. Thank you.
All right, thank you. This case, again, was tabled by you, Mr. Mills.
Right.
So I'll start with you.
Well,
please.
What I see here is, you know, whether the applicant, obviously combined, prior to the applicant, the lots have been combined to be used as one parcel, but it still had the ability to be two parcels. I think, yeah, it's obviously unique because of the circumstance and situation of the, I think the utility pole and the guy wires make it difficult to enable reasonable use of the property. You know, if they were situated differently, you know, then they could have access to that back property. But from the pictures that were presented and so forth, it would limit access. I mean, and the ability to build and so forth. I think that shows that it, a practical difficulty that's not been created by the applicant. As to, you know, altering the central character of the neighborhood, I don't necessarily feel that it would alter that in that, yes, it's, you know, on that street, it changes the front of the house, but not on the other street.
Right.
Everything else on the other street is facing, you know, facing Bay, was it Bay Avenue?
Yeah.
Bayview. I guess I'm saying I have a tendency to be inclined to vote yay to approve it, but I'd like to hear what the others, the rest of you have.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Hudson?
I agree with Mr. Mills. I believe the uniformity of the house fronts on Bayview Road would support this application, one reason for the application, as well as the guide wire and the pole. Pole is one thing, the guide wire is another, because it extends into the property even more. So it's not that large of a property anyway. So I would be inclined to approve it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hudson. Mr. Ray?
Ask Mr. Workman first so I find what I'm looking for here.
Oh, okay. Mr. Workman.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. He just returned me, spun him around, really. And facing Bayview. And like Mr. Mills said, the pole in the back and everything else. So I have no problem with that.
Thank you.
And we heard testimony regarding view and so forth, and you know, we've been instructed from higher authorities that no one's entitled to a view. So you know, I can certainly appreciate that there are concerns in that respect. Either way, whether you build one house, two houses, you know, six
so
or whatever, you know, blocking view.
Yeah, either way you build it, that
yeah,
way or
right.
Darn it. Blocking view.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to relate to, that either way it's going to block the view.
Right.
100 to 250 is still going.
Right.
So that wasn't an issue, and I was looking at the two drawings as they are now and as they would be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the whole picture of those frontages that they have, and they will have a, no matter what you do, if you take the, what they're entitled to, split that property, 100-foot property up into 50-foot frontages and turn it, they're still going to have a 15-foot side yard setback either way, either Bayview Road or and 7th Street. 7th Street's going to give them the 15-foot.
Yeah, in that argument, I guess, in regard to view or whatever, is that, you know, they're going to be, what, 20 feet from the property line on 7th,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to 50?
Right.
but, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the other way, it would be 20 from Bagwell?
Right. Right. That's right.
The rear yard setback is 20.
Right.
From Bagwell.
What's the side?
Side yard, they're asking for...
Sorry.
They're asking for a 10-foot side yard setback. Right. So they're asking for a variance so that side yards would be 10 feet.
And my question is, as they sit now?
As they sit now, the side
yard... The side yard Bayview, and that's a 20-foot setback.
Right.
That would actually, 87.01 along Bayview, that would actually be the side, and that would be 15.
15.
Because it's the corner side, so it's 15.
Right, that's what I was saying. Either way.
Which sits closer to the road and the property line than anything on that street.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it's...
So your point's well taken, John. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, either way you look at it,
yeah. If it alters the essential character of the neighborhood, it alters it in a more positive way, I think.
Right.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Right, so, and then the telephone pole and guy wires will be coming into play in the backyard, mm-hmm. where it wouldn't be in the side yard.
Well, it would be the side yard, not the front.
Side yard,
side yard.
And either way, the, you know...
Pole's going to be there.
Either way, it's they got to be 15 feet from that pole anyway.
Yep.
So I don't have a problem with putting that.
All right, gentlemen, if there's no further discussion...
Can I say one thing?
No, sir, no, you can't be here in front of us. Okay. If there's no further discussion and the board is ready to vote, the chair will entertain a motion on case number 11,742.
As chairman, there's obviously a uniqueness with the situation in that property, although having been used as not as two separate parcels, but a combined, has the ability to be used as two separate parcels. And further, it's unique in that, you know, it's a very small two lots. Also unique in that the unnecessary hardship, there is an unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty because of the utility post, and cannot otherwise be developed in strict conformity.
Mm-hmm.
I think the applicant has made a case that it is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and not possible to develop it in strict conformity, again, because of the pole and the guide wire as it sits. The applicant didn't lay the lot out, but he also did not put that utility pole there, and he has to deal with it now. And so I don't think that it's being created by the applicant. As I stated before, it's in regard to altering the essential character of the neighborhood, if anything, it alters it to a better situation. I don't think that by granting the variance, I don't think that it will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate uses or development of adjacent properties. Maybe a bit of an inconvenience. I don't think there's any detriment to public welfare. And I think what they're asking is a minimum to afford relief. And so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,742.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Cowboy, just make one?
Yes, sir.
One factual clarification. This property has already been subdivided, just so it's clear.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Lank approved that subdivision in October 2015. So it is two separate lots, 50 by 100 at this point.
Well, we're doing is turning them.
That's not what this meeting is
about. Sir, you can't. Meeting's closed, okay?
Sorry.
All right. Okay, then I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,742. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,742 is approved.